So Apex, like many honors programs, has students working ahead academically. Tell us a little bit about that piece of the program and how it's set up.
Okay, well, Apex is set up for 6th through 8th graders at Eastside Charter School, which is in the northeast corner of Wilmington, up in the edge of the Riverside neighborhood. They're starting this year primarily with 16 students from the 6th grade. There are also 8 students from the 7th and 8th grades participating too, who are considered capable of doing some advanced work. Now, gradually, the program will grow to serve about 16 students per grade, and they hope to add a cohort in the 5th grade as well a couple of years out. In essence, the program moves the students ahead by a year. They're using Eastside's regular curriculum, but this year the 6th graders are doing the work that the 7th graders in the regular portion of the school are doing.
And they have some additional elements in addition to that curriculum, that base curriculum, exploratory learning, lectures, to go along with what they would kind of be normally learning in the classroom, right?
Yes, this is not your typical traditional textbook lecture and worksheet arrangement. When appropriate, the students do work in teams. Now, the math teacher, Anissa Khan, she tells me that she wants the kids to learn how to calculate, but even more important to her is developing critical thinking skills so that they can learn how to make the correct inferences to solve problems, and of course to use those critical thinking skills in other aspects of their life. She's also enthusiastic about doing more cross-curricular work, for example, figuring out how the school's math and English language arts lessons can be tied together. The school also has a very interesting exploratory class in world languages. Students are learning about different language groupings around the world, how language affects culture, things like that, and they're also picking up the basics of languages like Swahili, Mandarin, and Arabic. When I was over there the other day, after learning a little bit of Swahili, they were all greeting me in, you know, hello, how are you doing in Swahili. They could have told me just about anything and I would have, believed them, but anyhow, they are picking that up. Now, before the year is out, they'll also get some basic instruction in Spanish and French so that 7th grade, when they get around to choosing a foreign language that they'll study more intensively, they'll be able to make that choice a little bit more easily.
But it doesn't stop there. What kind of sets this program apart is it partners with other schools to offer a different experience for these Eastside students. So who are they working with and why?
Well, you know, the program's biggest attraction is the partnership that Eastside has developed with Newcastle County's 4 best-known independent schools, Tower Hill, Wilmington Friends, Tattnall, and Sanford. The Apex students will make an exploratory visit to each of these schools in October, and then they'll pick up one of these schools and spend one day a month there from November through April.
And what does their time at these schools look like? What's the kind of typical day that they'll spend there look like?
Well, it's going to be a regular school day. Each Eastside student will be partnered with a buddy and will accompany that buddy through the full school schedule, classes, lunch periods, study halls, and any other activities that are scheduled in between. The idea here is to give Eastside's most talented students a feel for the independent school experience, to encourage them to consider private school education for high school, and most importantly, to help them feel comfortable when they enter 9th grade if they choose to go that route.
So how do they deal with parachuting into classes and curriculum that may not necessarily match what they're doing on a daily basis at Eastside?
Well, that does present a little bit of a challenge. I mean, trying to match a curriculum at 2 schools, that with different organizations, certainly would be hard enough. To match it to 5 would be impossible. So what's happening then is that the Apex team at Eastside is taking a little bit of a different approach. They're working to build their students' communications and listening skills. They're teaching them how to ask good questions, how to make comments that will keep a conversation and a discussion going in the classroom. In other words, they want the students to learn how to participate, even if they're not very familiar with the topic that they're discussing that day.
So the program is exposing these Eastside students to these schools. Does it help at all with them getting into these schools should they choose to go there?
Well, no, not according to the leaders at the independent schools. There are no promises that are being made. Eastside students would have to take the regular entrance exam and meet all of the school's requirements for admission. That being said, Becky Hamilton, who is the director of APEX at Eastside, says the program's academics are strong enough that the students should be able to do well on those entrance exams. Now, of course, tuition at independent schools can be daunting for families of low-income kids, and certainly for middle-income families as well. I mean, you know, we're talking about $30,000 a year, more or less, at the upper levels. But all of these schools are making serious attempts to increase their diversity, and the financial aid packages that they can offer is not insignificant. In addition, Eastside has a $1 million fund that it can tap to help pay for private school tuition for its graduates.
Is there any thought of reversing things and bringing students and teachers from the partner schools over to Eastside to kind of engage with students there at their home school?
Well, yes, there is. There's one of the things that Eastside is doing, I didn't mention earlier, is they've got a lecture series that is going to bring in government and community leaders to talk about their careers and get the Eastside students more exposed to these possible career opportunities. Now, the students who are going to be the buddies at the independent schools are going to be invited over to Eastside to participate in this lecture series as well. Now, on top of that, for at least the last 5 years, students from Tatnall's 8th grade have been visiting Eastside twice a year to work with third graders, mentoring, reading, doing arts and crafts, that sort of thing with them. Now, there are also ongoing discussions about more student exchanges and also the possibility of faculty members from the independent schools visiting Eastside as well. So there's talk there, and they're still trying to work through how those additional things might work out.
It's still very early, but is there any initial feedback from the schools on how this is working out and how it's operating?
Well, I agree that it is on the early side to be able to reach any conclusions about this project. But, you know, the independent schools all have an interest in increasing diversity in their own enrollments, and they see APEX as a recruiting opportunity. And since they're used to having prospective students visiting throughout the school year, it's not as though they've got to make any sort of big changes in their day-to-day operations to bring the Eastside students onto their campuses once a month. Another piece of this, of course, is that the independent schools, they do see a commitment to Wilmington, so they'd like to be more involved in projects in the city, and they want to make their students more aware that there are many people who aren't nearly as blessed or privileged as they are, and this is one way of putting them in touch with youths who come from different backgrounds. Now, if you want to look at it from the other perspective, Eastside CEO, Aaron Bass, went to Philadelphia Public Schools through middle school and then got a scholarship to the prestigious Germantown Friends Academy. And when he got there, he felt like he had landed on a different planet. He sees the academic potential of the kids at Eastside and believes that they can succeed at competitive independent schools, but he wants them to be able to go there and avoid the culture shock that he experienced a generation ago.
You mentioned you spent some time with the Eastside students. What did you glean from them, talking to them about their kind of initial thoughts about this program they're going through?
Well, again, they know a little bit about the independent schools. There was sort of an open house meet and greet session that they had in the spring for a number of the kids. So some of them know a little bit about the independent schools, but it's really too soon to tell how the exchange aspect is going to go. But inside the classrooms at Eastside, the kids say they're having more fun learning, and that what they're learning is relevant to their lives, and that the smaller class sizes in this honors program means that they're getting more attention from their teachers and they're getting to know their classmates a lot better.
You talked about some possibilities going forward with this program. Are there some more things that they're looking at in terms of how they might build this and grow this? Should it be successful in these initial stages?
Well, certainly, as I mentioned, the program is designed to add larger groups of 7th and 8th graders in the next 2 years, and perhaps a 5th grade group after that. The the portion of the East Side campus, the building that they're using right now, is a it's essentially what was a portable classroom that had been used for a preschool. It's capable of holding in the neighborhood of 60 students, so you've got the potential there for a 60 student program. But now there's another point here, and it's that I'd like to mention, and it's one that the East Side didn't talk to me much about, so I'm kind of speculating here. But, you know, over the years, charter schools keep on talking about, but have rarely accomplished, this objective of developing new programs that can be replicated at other schools. When I look at what East Side is doing with Apex, I see something that can, in several ways, possibly be replicated, either at other charters or at other traditional schools. You know, maybe the traditional public schools can ask about how to start their own middle school lecture programs. Charters like Newark Charter and MOT Charter on the other side of Newcastle County might explore partnerships with Caravelle and St. Andrews, or, you know, two independent schools in the southern half of Newcastle County that are closer to where they are. Now, these are all maybes, but it gives us something to think about, and maybe there is some potential along those lines in the future.
And certainly the one thing we do know is the fact that that transition from middle school to high school affects every middle schooler heading to high school, so it does cross from school to school. Those type of boundaries. It is applicable everywhere.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, I think certainly we've talked in the past about the choice program, for example, and making this transition. And this jump from eighth grade to ninth grade is a huge one. It's one that takes a lot of decision making on the part of students and their families, because, you know, certainly in the state of Delaware, with the choice program and with the multiple options with the charter schools, you can go pretty much anywhere you want to, or try to go pretty much anywhere you want to. And now with this program, you're adding the independent schools into the mix in a much more significant way for the public school population.